A game of inches. You find out that life is just a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. The inches we need are everywhere around us. Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday, 1999. Chapter 1. Are your genes to blame when your genes don't fit? It has happened to us all. You finally have a dinner date, and you decide, in a fit of excitement, to call into service a pair of designer jeans you haven't worn in a little while. However, try as you may to pour yourself into the expensive denim, you find, to your horror, that the jeans now resemble a corset, requiring violent sucking in of your abdominal region, flirting with hypoxia, before the buttons can eventually meet the holes to perform their intended job. Where can you ascribe blame for this scandalous state of affairs? Overindulgence over the festive period? Your increasingly desk-bound job? Above-inflation increases in your gym membership fees? Bankers? Or can you, as is seemingly fashionable, place the blame squarely at the feet of genetics? Are your genes to blame when your genes don't fit? To answer this question, it is worthwhile considering some numbers. A. An average-sized woman should consume around 2,000 calories a day in order to survive, and an average-sized man, 2,500 calories, or around 750,000 to 900,000 calories a year. B. While aging from a youthful, exuberant 20 years to a middle-aged 50, an average person will, depressingly, typically gain 15 kilos, 33 pounds, in weight. Some will, of course, gain little to no weight at all, while others will gain an awful lot more than 15 kilos. C. If you or I were like a giant chocolate bar, complete with nutritional information stamped on our color labels, our caloric content will be around 5,000 calories per kilo, give or take love handles and muffin tops. Because of C, the 15 kilos of weight gained over 30 years is worth about 75,000 calories, or 2,500 extra calories a year. A day's ration of calories if you're a man. If you did the necessary maths, you would find that an extra 7 calories a day for 30 years is all you would need to gain 15 kilos in weight. Are you kidding me? Other than it sounding like not an awful lot, what do 7 calories look like? Well, I rooted around my kitchen to see what I could find, and I came to the conclusion that nothing any of us would construe of as food comes close to 7 calories. The nearest thing I could find was a serving of ketchup. According to the nutritional information at the back of a half-empty squeezy bottle of ketchup that was purchased from a UK-based supermarket and languishing in my cupboard, a serving of ketchup is 15 grams. Of course, to anyone who has ever introduced a bottle of ketchup to a burger or fries in anger, a 15-gram serving of ketchup seems suspiciously austere. Even such a small amount of ketchup, however, would set back the energy storage account at the bank of your waistline a whole 15 calories. Using the same calculations as above, then the equivalent of an extra squeeze of ketchup, or even a heavy dip with a chip or fry, every day for 30 years would mean a weight gain of 30 kilos. The glass half-empty question that emerges from these numbers is, why are we all not the size of houses? Good Lord, we might all have to stop eating immediately because of the imminent danger of exploding in a big red mess at the dining table. To the best of my knowledge, however, this is probably not happening out of sight in households up and down the country. At least certainly not on a regular basis. Yet, when we reach for that extra chip, or helping of mayonnaise, or ketchup, or gravy, or wafer-thin mint, or a zillion other things which might be pleasant accompaniments to our meals but we don't even consider as real food, I guarantee that its energy content will be nearer to 70 calories than 7. So the glass-half-full question is actually still, why are we all not the size of houses?